It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Wind and solar power are the fastest growing sources of electricity generation. Geothermal power also provides clean, climate-friendly energy, but its growth has lagged. Now, an initiative from UT Austin could change that. And as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, the school is looking for help in some unlikely places.
It's called the Geothermal Entrepreneurship Organization. Its goal is to quickly commercialize advances in geothermal technology by pairing researchers with oil and gas companies. Jamie Beard is the executive director of the group. She says traditionally, oil companies haven't had much incentive to invest in geothermal. But now that they're branching off into other forms of renewable energy development, geothermal is a natural fit.
Major oil and gas companies and oil service providers actually hold most of the expertise, and they also own the intellectual property on most really cutting-edge drilling technologies that would drive down costs for drilling very deep and very hot geothermal wells.
The organization, run at UT's Cockrell School of Engineering, will be funded with a $1 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.
Okay, let's go now to a local viewpoint. Some are pointing to the massive wildfires in Australia as just the latest sign of a climate emergency. Some thoughts now from commentator Peter Goodman.
Greta Thunberg is just the tip of the youth and climate change iceberg. We need an all-out World War II-style commitment to fight climate change. Young people may make that happen. It's their future, not ours. Consider the Sunrise Movement. Days after the Democrats took back the House last year, 150 young people sat in at Nancy Pelosi's office to urge her to push forward with promised climate change legislation. Newsfolk got interested when Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez stopped by. Suddenly, D.C. was full of young people wearing black T-shirts with a rising sun. Meanwhile, a group called Momentum, having seen waves of protest ebb before, has started conducting training sessions based on careful study of the civil rights movement to make youthful advocates for action more effective. Like the 1960s teach-ins, I guess. College Republicans nationwide are urging fellow Republicans to back a conservative climate action plan to help both our Earth and their party. They're lobbying Republican leaders for a free market plan to reduce emissions. The group's leader calls climate change a generational issue. Another former state chair of the College Republicans points out that knowing climate change will directly impact them gives students a very strong motive to see effective and legitimate policies enacted. Internationally, the UN Framework on Youth and Climate Change works intensely with many youth-led NGOs. Thunberg started by skipping school and protesting outside Sweden's parliament on Fridays. Canadian Autumn Peltier, 15, of Northern Ontario, has been advocating for clean water since she was 8 and was nominated in 2017 for the Children's International Peace Prize. Leah Namugarwa, 15, is a major figure in Uganda's climate change movement. In India, floods that killed 5,000 people in 2013 inspired Redima Pandey, now 11, who sued the Indian government in 2017 over climate change inaction. Fluctuating drought and heavy rainfall in her small Mexican town inspired C.A. Bastida, 17, to help protect the environment. Now, in New York, Bastida has spoken at the UN and helped organize a global climate strike. Trump and others gleefully mock these young people. I honor them. I don't say they're right about everything or have deep scientific knowledge, but we need them. Bees and trees and seas need them, too. It's all hands on deck. It's far too late to win, as we won World War II. Decades of dithering and denial have been costly. But if we've any chance to mitigate the damage, we need youth's energetic commitment and these young folks' abilities to persuade other youth and their families. I wonder if we're seeing the same sense of purpose develop that emergencies sparked in young people in 1941 and 1968. Coming of age when there are huge problems to solve and helping convince the nation or the world to solve them can be transformative. Let's help these kids help us all.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News and at KRWG.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.